This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Investigations are mounting into the attempted assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump last weekend. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the latest.
Gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks was about 400 feet from former President Trump when he was able to shoot at him, piercing his ear and killing one rally attendee. Video shot by DJ Larry captures the minutes before it happens, with people informing police of the gunman. Several investigations into the security breakdown underway. Meanwhile, even after the FBI cracked into Crooks' phone, scoured his computer, home, and car, and interviewed more than 100 people, his motive for the Saturday shooting a mystery. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Wednesday publicly addressed the recent attempt on former President Trump's life for the first time, condemning the act as heinous, horrible, and cowardly, echoing President Joe Biden's call for unity during the political campaigns.
Violence is never acceptable. There can be no equivocation about that.
Harris expressed relief that Trump was not seriously injured and extended her thoughts and prayers to the former president's family, as well as the family of a rally attendant who died shielding his family from the shooting. Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, will introduce himself to a national audience as he addresses the U.S. Republican National Convention Wednesday. The Ohio senator's headlining address will be his first speech as the Republican vice presidential nominee. He's a relative political unknown who has evolved in recent years from a severe critic to an aggressive defender of Trump. The 39-year-old Vance is the first millennial to join a major party ticket. He joins the race as questions about the ages of 78-year-old Trump and 81-year-old President Biden have been high on the list of voters' concerns. This is VOA News. U.S.-based ABC News reported Wednesday that Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer personally told President Biden that he should end his reelection campaign. The report said Schumer expressed his concerns to President Biden during a private meeting at the president's beach home in Delaware. A spokesperson for Schumer called the report idle speculation, saying Schumer was just expressing the views of other Senate Democrats about Biden's chances. White House spokesman Andrew Bates said Biden told Schumer that he is the nominee of the party and he plans to win. The White House also announced Wednesday that Biden had tested positive for COVID-19 while campaigning in the western state of Nevada. The ABC News report came hours after California Representative Adam Schiff became the highest-profile Democrat to call for Biden to withdraw from the race. So far, nearly 20 Democratic members of Congress have called on Biden to withdraw in the wake of his dismal debate performance against former President Trump last month. Wednesday marked 10 years since Malaysia Airlines Flight MH17 was shot out of the sky in 2014 in eastern Ukraine. Families of the mostly Dutch victims marked the solemn 10-year anniversary at a ceremony near Amsterdam. VOA's Lori Linden reports.
Grieving families recited the names and ages Wednesday of all 298 passengers and crew that were killed in the crash. An international investigation found that the plane was shot down by a Russian missile fired by territory controlled by pro-Moscow separatists. It also concluded the missile was driven into Ukraine from a Russian military base and returned there after the plane was shot down. Moscow has repeatedly denied responsibility. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
China's foreign ministry said Wednesday that Beijing has halted new nuclear arms control talks with the United States in protest of Washington's arms sales to Taiwan. A spokesperson said the repeated arms sales to the self-governed island in recent months had seriously compromised the political atmosphere for continuing the consultations. China considers Taiwan a breakaway province of the mainland that must accept eventual control by Beijing. Analysts say the Chinese decision deals a potentially serious setback to global arms control efforts, with Beijing joining Moscow in refusing to discuss with the U.S. measures to curb a nuclear arms race. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. Don't forget to join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as social media, and also download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.